It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The Kent Memorial Library staff is preparing for overdue renovations this winter. They'll be utilizing their book sale storage to temporarily hold library collections. Because of that, the Kent Memorial Library Book Sale Committee will not be accepting book donations from December 4th, 2019 to February 16th, 2020. After that, the library will be happy to accept the donations beginning February 16th. The committee would like to in advance thank donors and patrons of the sale for their continuing support. The book sale in the Kent Memorial Library is the largest fundraising effort and raises money which goes directly to fund library programs. After February 16th, book donations will again be accepted. If you'd like to volunteer for the book sale, contact the library. More information about either call the library or speak to a staff member. In a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American, after hearing a litany of concerns and receiving petitions signed by more than 70 residents, the Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission voted recently to impose a six-month moratorium on boarding houses, citing public health, safety, and welfare as the reason. Most in the audience at the meeting noted problems they determined were found at sober homes, but the commissioner is learning that sober homes could not be banned since they fall under the American with Disabilities Act, chose to prohibit all boarding houses. Well, Salisbury Bank has its 12th annual Fill the Basket campaign running through December 20th. All 14 bank branches are collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Cash donations will also be accepted. Bank locations in Litchfield County will be collecting the donations. A reminder also going on for the Christmas season is the Sunday in the Country food drive for Christmas dinner. Donations can be sent to them. Care of WHDD, make the check payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive. And also the Adopt a Family program, Stacy Moore in Millerton conducting that. You can stop by Stacy Moore's business and make a donation that way for that cause. Uncle Al's Thrift Shop will have its annual Christmas and holiday sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, 10 to 4, at St. Joseph Parish Hall, North Avenue in Millbrook. More information at 845-677-5002. The Northeast Millerton Library presents Noble Horizons social worker Linda Orlowski, who will discuss maximizing memory and brain health, what you need to know. The event will take place on Friday from 2 to 3 at the library. To register, noblehorizons.org or 860-435-9851. Sharon Parks and Recreation has their regular meeting at Sharon Town Hall on Thursday at 6:30. Pancakes with Santa by the Kent Education Center at Nursery School is set for December 7th, 8:30 till 10:30 at St. Andrew's Church Parish House. Entrance $5 for adults. Children with a $20 maximum under the age of one are free. Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting its annual Swassa Ski and Skate Sale Saturday, December 7th at the Lakeville Hose Company in Lakeville, Connecticut. By the way, no equipment will be accepted for donations on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 until 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon Saturday will become property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. A Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee and donuts for sale. Proceeds from the sale will benefit several Swassa youth ski programs. More information, jumpfest.org. Friday, December 6th, St. Bernard's Church, 52 New Street in Sharon, is presenting their Lessons and Carols at 7 p.m. A potluck dinner will precede it at 6 p.m. All are invited to join them for their holiday event. Armenia Fire Company's 7th Annual Craft and Vendor Sale on Saturday, December 7th from 9 till 2 on Mechanic Street in Armenia. Also going on Saturday, the Berkshire Botanical Garden at the junction of Routes 102 and 183 in Stockbridge has their 29th Annual Holiday Marketplace that runs from 10 till 4. More details, berkshirebotanical.org. Crafts for a Cause, where you can help support education and community projects in Kenya. This year, the new project, Pedal Power for Kenyan Education, happens December 7th and December 8th, December 14th and 15th, and December 21st and 24th at Hathaway's on South Center Street in Millerton from 11 to 4 each day. Now, they'll also be at Ankrum's Winterfest on December 7th from 3 until 6. The American Mural Project is hosting two more open mill events, Saturday, December 7th and Sunday, December 8th to view the current mural installation progress. Tours occur every 45 minutes, starting at 12:15. The American Mural Project is not currently open to the public. These events provide a first-hand sneak peek into the installation process before it's complete. Great Mountain Forest holding its wreath-making workshop December 7th and 8th, 9 a.m. till noon and 1 to 4 in the barn at the administrative offices, 200 Canaan Mountain Road. The cost, $35 per wreath for adults, $20 per wreath for children 12 and under. Pre-registration is required. Contact Gene at greatmountainforest.org. Gear Village's Holiday Bazaar happens on Saturday from 10 until 3 at Gear Village Senior Community. Also, author Sandra Boyton and her daughter Darcy will make an appearance at Charlotte Taylor on Main Street in Millerton on Saturday at 2 p.m., reading and singing Silly Lullaby, while Sandra will sign books in celebration of her new Silly Duck toy. All are welcome to attend. December 7th, 3 to 6, it is the Ancrum Town Hall, where Santa will arrive with presents for the girls and boys at 5:30. Before he arrives, you can shop over a dozen local vendors, from children's book to woodworking gifts to jewelry to sand and pebble art and more. Christmas tree lighting is happening on Saturday in Sharon. It's the annual Sharon Holiday Celebration. Hotchkiss Library, 4 till 5, Santa Snacks and Stories. At the Sharon War Memorial, 4:45 to 5:15, the tree lighting, a commemoration of the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and caroling with the Salisbury Band Christmas Brass and Hot Chocolate Society. At Sharon Historical Society Museum from 5 till 6, there'll be cider and cookies. On Saturday from 4 till 6 p.m., the 9th Annual 12x12 Flash Art Exhibition and Benefit at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information, huntlibrary.org. In Cornwall on the 7th at 5 o'clock, the Artist Reception, a mix of oil and water at the library. 7 o'clock, Community Country Dance at Town Hall. The Kent Land Trust will hold its annual meeting December 7th at 5 p.m. Following the tree lighting at the Kent Community House, the meeting is also a holiday party and a chance for the Land Trust to recap what has occurred during the calendar year. A gala party on Saturday, December 7th from 5 to 7:30, the 12 Days of Christmas Festival of Trees at Noble Horizons. Tickets are $45. More information at 860-435-9851. It benefits the Noble Horizons Auxiliary. More information, noblehorizons.org/auxiliary. The Salisbury Association Christmas Concert with the Salisbury Four will begin at 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th at the Academy Building, featuring the works from Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque. Tickets and more information at 860-435-0566. Info at salisburyassociation.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, December 7th from 7 till 10 p.m. Mark Delgado, the Center on Main in Falls Village. Donations at the door will keep the music playing. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday, December 8th at the firehouse on West Main Street, 7 until 10:30 in the morning. The Tri-State Chamber of Commerce has their hometown holiday celebration coming up on Sunday, December 8th, 4:30 till 6 p.m., of course, at the White Hart in Salisbury. Santa will be there. They'll be caroling with the Salisbury Band. They'll have the tree lighting and much more fun coming up on Sunday, beginning at 4:30 at the White Hart. Also going on Sunday, Lakeville Host Company's annual Parade of Lights happens. 42 Ethan Allen Street by the Town Grove. Line up at 5, step off at 5:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 146.97 to 27,649.78 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8566.67, and the S&P 500 at 3112.76. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.